Wisconsin has been at or near record low unemployment numbers for months, and that presents some challenges to businesses in the state who are looking to hire. For a lot of employers, trying to find qualified workers in the state's labor crunch is becoming increasingly difficult. Jim McGibney is an associate professor of economics at Marquette University. Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, these unemployment rates have been pretty low for a while now. Is this actually affecting people at the business level? Is it making it harder for them to fill those positions?
Yes, it's, you know, the Wisconsin unemployment rate is about 2.9% now in the last monthly survey, and it's been dropping steadily since, you know, 2010. And especially in certain industries, for a variety of different reasons, firms are having trouble finding qualified workers now that the economy is expanding and is expanding a little bit more rapidly than it has in the past.
What kind of industries are really feeling the pinch here?
Well, one of the main ones has to do with manufacturing, and that partly because of the reaction of what happened, you know, starting in this century. You know, we went from, in the United States, about 17 million manufacturing workers in 2000 to about 11.5 million in 2010. So that drop of about 5.5 million workers, you know, just got people off the thought process of that was going to be a good career. And so now when the economy is expanding, and one of the reasons that we're expanding is business investment has been pretty high, so that adds to manufacturing demand. It's tough to get those workers because we haven't been training them at the rate we need to.
So are we playing catch-up? And, you know, is this a problem where, okay, we start training manufacturing workers today, and who knows, maybe there's a recession in the 2 or 4 years or whatever it takes to get them trained up?
Well, it's happening. I mean, the manufacturing employment has been going up fairly steadily since at least 2013. So it looks like it's got some momentum there. I mean, you know, we can talk about the tariffs and the trade situation, how that might affect things. And manufacturing's always been a cyclical industry, so that's always going to be a problem. But it looks like, you know, we've got some momentum going, and trying to get those people in place now and in the near future is a good thing if we can get them trained.
Is this a case where the problem's going to solve itself? There's a labor shortage, so businesses start paying more and maybe lowering their standards, doing more training on their own, and voila, we'll be fine?
Well, again, that's happened a little bit. You know, one of the problems with, you would think, right, the economics tells you, you know, you have extra demand, that should push the price up. Here we have extra demand for workers. Why isn't that pushing the wage rate up? Well, it really hasn't that much, even though we've had this extra demand for workers. And one of the reasons why is that, well, that adds to the cost of the business. So how can they kind of recoup that? Let's try to raise our prices. Well, firms have had a tough time adding pricing power. So just until recently, you know, the inflation rate's been pretty low. You know, it's been a little bit higher now. So maybe now we'll start seeing a little bit more of, you know, trying to entice workers with higher wages and so on.
That makes me think of the agricultural sector, where if they're having to pay more to get workers, well, they can't set their prices at all. If they're selling, say, on the milk commodity market or other commodity markets, the prices are basically set beyond their control. Is this a real pinch for the agricultural sector?
Well, it's a pinch for a lot of different sectors. Agriculture is a great one because there's so much competition. Like you said, they really don't have pricing power. They basically have to say, you know, here's what the price of a bushel of wheat is, or bushel of corn, whatever the case might be, or milk or whatever. And so they have no pricing power. So they really are in a tough bind when their costs go up. And so they are also looking for workers. Again, another thing, you know, we've kind of pushed people into the 4-year college situation, and agricultural and manufacturing, and that's not that great of a career. So those are industries that are having a tough time finding workers and trying to pay them more to attract more people.
Jim McGibney is with us from Marquette University. He's an associate professor of economics there. We're looking at the impact of low unemployment numbers on Wisconsin employers as they try to fill jobs. Jim, I want to talk about the labor force participation rate. Part of how we measure unemployment leaves some people out there. Some people have given up looking for jobs, or for various reasons aren't in the labor force. Have we seen movement on that in recent years in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, what's happened has been a long-term trend of, you know, lower labor force participation throughout a whole bunch of different demographics, especially men. It just kind of started with women. obviously, the recession of 2008-09-10 kind of spurred that on a little bit more. So just recently, labor force participation has kind of upticked, but it's still at a fairly low rate compared to what it has been in the last 10 or 20 years.
Would there be a match between people who are in that situation not currently looking for work and the positions we need? Is that a potential source to fill, say, those manufacturing jobs?
Likely not, because you know they were out of the labor force in the last 3 or 4 years when the uptick in manufacturing employment was happening, you would think that they would have been back in the labor force already. So it's probably unlikely that the people that are out there that are just kind of starting to get back into the labor force would have the necessary skills. There might be like general labor and, you know, sort of relatively low-skilled workers, but probably not those highly qualified manufacturing, you know, something that can be a welder or a press operator or whatever the case might be.
We've been talking Wisconsin-wide so far, but are there regions of the state, particular cities or areas that are really feeling a labor crunch?
It's always been the case for many years that, you know, Madison, because of the state government and because of the university there, has always had a very, very low unemployment rate relative to the rest of the state. That's true not only for Wisconsin, but other states that have a state capital and a flagship university in the same city. So that would be one. So regions around Madison would be one. So the suburban regions of Milwaukee have had relatively low unemployment rates. Unlike, you know, Racine's a little bit higher unemployment, so they've got some maybe a little bit of slack in their labor market.
Is there a regional gap? Are there places that have relatively higher unemployment in the state near places with jobs, and for some reason we're not able to get those workers from one place to another?
Well, that's another problem with this, the lack of workers is, there might be some people, let's say, again, Racine's been an important, one of the bigger cities that has had a relatively higher unemployment rate than some of the surrounding ones. But if the jobs are open in La Crosse or Madison or Green Bay, you know, you've got to basically pick up your roots and move. And some people aren't ready to do that, maybe because, you know, family member A has got a job in that city, and family member B who's looking, you know, you want to split the family up. Those kind of things. So that's always been an issue. The same thing with, you know, inner city Milwaukee, especially, a higher unemployment rate for, you know, persons of color has been the case, although that's been coming down also, but it's still higher than the state average. Again, how do you get those workers from that location to, let's say, Kohler up in Sheboygan because they've got some manufacturing jobs open?
Well, Jim, I got to ask, what happens if we say in southeastern Wisconsin break ground on a big new factory that's going to have a lot of job demands, like, say, Foxconn? How does that fit in here?
Well, one of the reasons, I'm sure it's not maybe the primary reason, but one of the reasons that they picked that area is because there was some, you know, higher skilled workers that have been in manufacturing in the past. In the Racine area, obviously, there was the Lake Michigan story also. But that's a positive thing. You know, I know Mayor Barrett is trying to get Amazon to move a potential, you know, distribution center from southern Milwaukee County to northern Milwaukee County inside the city of Milwaukee for that reason about having more unemployment in the central city. You know, so if that can be done, that will help those areas, but it's going to be tough to find other workers who are in that sort of in the vicinity because we're having a shortage already.
So, Jim, are there state policies that could look long-term to try to have worker flexibility and mobility that could help address these problems in the future?
Well, the first one is, and I know we've been spending quite a bit of money in the last 5 to 8, 10 years, on trying to push more people into the manufacturing industry, and let's say being auto mechanics and things like that, you know, working with their hands as opposed to through the 4-year college thing. You know, and, I've benefited from that being a university professor, but you know, we can definitely see this worker shortage. So more training and more kind of trying to get people at a younger age to work with their hands and do these manufacturing type jobs. That would be one thing. We've had some movement on trying to get people from places where there are some little bit of labor slack, let's say in central cities, out to the suburban rings or into a different part of the state, maybe, you know, a 100-mile trip. The problem with that is, again, it's this family thing. So are you going to be moving, something like that? The other, you know, now we're getting into a lot of different things. Like, is there enough housing at that level, at the sort of starter income level, available in places where they need workers? You know, it would be nice. Maybe somebody from a place where there's high, relatively high unemployment. Let's say we're going to move to a Madison or a Ring County of Milwaukee. Well, all the housing is too expensive, so they can't move. So those are some of the other things that can be done.
We'll leave it there for now. Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, thank you very much. Good afternoon.
That's Jim McGibney, Associate Professor of Economics at Marquette University. He joined us to talk about the labor squeeze businesses are feeling with the state's unemployment rate under 3%. If you're an employer, we'd love to hear from you. Send us a note, email ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR. What's going on with hiring where you are?